Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
It's created problems in family! Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job! Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life! Something wrong with that! It ain't natural!
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dickhole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it!
Eat your dick. Put it in fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us!
Eat that ass, bitch!
No wonder your behind is bleeding!
How are you with Lil Jobs? Lil Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that!
Jack that fucker up!
Slap some grease on your behind!
Fuck!
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut! And another screw?
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, February 27th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, suckle on the dog teats, my children. Plus, chopped up little girl stew and fucking Rottweiler silly. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Wednesday on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
And welcome back. Oh, we are having fun, aren't we? Quick note, and I hate to say this, those gorgeous double heart pendant earrings we featured in the last segment are sold out. That was item JW345J, the Suzanne Esterhaus stainless steel hearts of fire earring. Well, welcome back to Distorted View's Jewelry Bration Month. This is Simply Silverish, featuring fine faux silver accessories, and would you look at what we have here? I can't believe it. We sold out of these last month. They said we weren't going to be getting any more in, but I guess heck has frozen over. It is item JP986T, the 9/11 Tribute Charm Bracelet. This is 100% pure silverette with slivers of victims' remains embedded in the bracelet. Look at this. Look how it shimmers. You only get that sparkle when human flesh is burned very quickly at high temperatures. Own a piece of history. Own a beautiful piece of history. Look at this. Oh, stunning. I have a feeling that when we sell out of our stock this time, that's going to be it for good. So get on the line. You don't want to miss this one. Again, this is item JP986T, the 9/11 Tribute Charm Bracelet. And what do they say about 9/11? What, never forget? Well, you are going to look unforgettable in this bracelet. It's all people are going to be talking about. We'll be back in a minute with more faux silver accessories on Simply Silverish. It's Distorted View's Jewelry Bration Month. Stay with us. All right, now that we got that taken care of, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. As promised, I have a Sextastic Wednesday story for you. We're going to get into that right now. I don't think I really have to explain what Sextastic Tuesday, or in this case, Sextastic Wednesday is. Basically, I just read you an erotic story. But this being Distorted View, the stories aren't just straightforward sex. No, no. I like to throw a little curveball in there, muck things up a bit, and today is no exception. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Wednesday.
It's Sextastic.
As we begin, I must tell you, this story does not take place in our time. No, no. It takes place in the distant future. Monkey future! Monkey future! Ah! No!
Monkey.
No!
Future.
No!
Monkey future!
Monkey.
Inspector Frastor, we've got an incoming transmission from Outpost 31D.
The Space Zoo?
Yes.
Unscramble it immediately.
As you wish.
Hurricane!
I don't understand why we're recording this. Do we really have to?
Okay, well, I see what you mean. I know it's serious, especially for a zoo worker, but damn, I mean, it's not like... Well, I guess it is like bestiality. You know, it's not like that, really. I mean, this is Mars, for Christ's sakes! We're the new center of civilization ever since Earth's pretty much been destroyed.
Damn you! You blew it up! Solid green is people! Ah.
Back to the point, yes. I like my job here. I like caring and feeding the animals, especially the Earth species. When I'm around them, I feel like I'm home. But I mean those things from Epsilon 2. Those creatures, they exhale chlorine. At least I can breathe the same air as the Earth animals. Yes, I work primarily with the primates, and yes, I enjoyed watching them, and yes, that includes watching them mate. Who doesn't? It's all so raw. Animal. That's right, nothing like us. But then, well, I mean, we've gotten so disease-conscious that, well, you barely finish fucking and your girlfriend is up sanitizing. I mean, we don't even touch anymore. At least not bare skin. I don't care how realistic sense of skin is. That's a trademark, by the way. I wonder sometimes if she is real or not. How would you know? Sense of skin, dermavaginas, protococks, and hyperorgasms? Altered conscious my ass! Why not just cattle prod yourselves when you come, huh? Ooh, this guy has an axe to grind. A sci-fi axe to grind. So yes, I watch the monkeys have sex. And yes, I find it arousing. But as you know, pretty much everyone, even the females here, often find a dark corner and get off watching the show. Freaks, I think we should start gathering clips of monkeys having sex, register the domain MonkeyTube, and just get in on the ground floor on this. Because 10, 20 years into the future, you're going to be obsessed with monkey sex. That's why we call it Monkey Future! Yes, I'm not proud of it, but I did carry it further. It's like this. Well, the one in Block 27, the hairy one, I'd been watching her for a long time. She was different from the other animals, or at least she seemed to be. She seemed to understand when I spoke to her. I know we're talking about primates here, but I tell you, she understood, or at least that's the way it seemed. I know regulations are important, and I know the primates are deceptively strong and unpredictable, but I just thought everything would be okay. I had prepared her food, but she didn't seem interested in it. She was waiting for the chocolate. Yeah, the chocolate. They all seem to enjoy it, so I carry some with me and give them a treat whenever I can. Anyways, she was waiting for the treat, anxiously waiting, might I add. I found that the chocolate bar had melted a bit, and as I tried to open it, it smeared all over my fingers. I showed her my hand as an explanation as to why I didn't have any chocolate to give her, and she jumped at me, grabbing my hand and sucking on my fingers. Cue the porn music. Well, seeing what she did and the sensation I was feeling as she licked and sucked my fingers, I got a very perverse idea. While she was eating the chocolate from the fingers of my left hand, I carefully pulled my cock out of my pants. See, right there, that's crossing the line, sir. You're currently at DEFCON Perverse. Abort! Abort! While she was eating the chocolate from the fingers of my left hand, I carefully pulled my cock out of my pants and liberally coated it with chocolate, and then, well, I let her clean off my cock. The feeling was incredible. Think about it. No prophylactic, no chemical scrub down, just my cock and the primate's tongue and mouth. The women here don't do that, not in several years. But there I was, watching my cock slipping in and out of her mouth. Close as I was to orgasm in just the brief time it took to clean the last bit of chocolate from my cock, she pulled away and looked at me oddly. It was as if she was beckoning me to follow her. She moved over to the table I had rolled in, carefully removed the dishes from the top, and then turning her back to me, she bent over, spreading her legs wide apart. This does not seem like monkey behavior, and exposing her sex to me. It was frightening and exciting all at the same time. I mean, her licking the chocolate off my cock was one thing, but here it was. It was a bit more difficult to make out the folds of her cunt with all of the hair and all, but it was that hair that made it all the more exciting, and well, I gave in. I grabbed her hips and pushed my cock deep into her. Immediately I felt it. I felt it all. The warmth. The wetness. Damn, so wet. The softness. The pure pleasure of it all. The future is a scary place indeed, my freaky deekies. As I pumped my cock in and out of her, I could feel her hand reaching up to stroke my balls, while she was also pleasured herself. Just as I felt myself building to climax, I heard her moan. Do monkeys moan? And I felt her insides begin to squeeze my cock tightly, then releasing. It happened again and again until I came. I spurted my cum deep inside her. Not into a condom. Not across some sterile dental dam. No, no. Deep into her pussy. Her monkey pussy. I tell you, it was amazing. When we finished, I cleaned myself up and worked on getting the rolling table put back together. In the meantime, she settled onto a nearby ledge, and with her legs spread wide open, she continued to masturbate herself. What a monkey whore, man. She just got fucked and she's still not satisfied? Masturbating herself. Fully aware, in fact, it seemed, because of the fact I was watching her. Whatever. She groaned loudly as her fingers moved over her hairy pussy and the clit that protruded beyond her short fur. She came again as I turned and pushed the table away. That was pretty much it, at least for the first time. Yes, I know it's wrong, but hell, they're primates. They're not so much different than... Wait, who are these? What are you doing to me? Handcuffs? What the fuck? You said police!
That's the end of the transmission, Inspector.
Destroy the monkey. Find the holding cell where they're keeping the zookeeper. Kill him immediately. We can't risk it.
Inspector, what do you mean?
A human monkey cunt baby is what destroyed Earth!
No! Wait a second. How did a half-monkey, half-human offspring destroy the Earth?
Look, just don't ask questions and do...
I don't even think it's possible for a monkey and a man to produce...
Okay, it is. It just is. So shut your fucking trap and do as I say. Now, God, forgive us for this forsaken monkey future! Yes, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus extended shows. Got one of those coming up today. What a perfect time for you to sign up. You sign up now, today, you get to hear an additional 10-15 minutes of Distorted View. I've got some great audio to share with you guys. So sign up. What the hell? What the hell are you waiting for? You're making me angry. Stop pussyfooting around. Don't be a bitch about this. Superfreaksideshow.com. My favorite pitches for the sideshow are the ones where I get angry with you, where my demeanor is very challenging, and I threaten you. I really should do some research to see, you know, what days are my highest new subscriber rates. Because I think it would really coincide with when I basically verbally abuse my listeners. You guys are pain sluts. Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, children in the outback are so neglected by their alcoholic parents. That's pretty much a blanket statement. Everyone in Australia is an alcoholic, and they are neglecting their children. 100% of the population. We did our research. It's what we came up with. I guess this is just for, like, aboriginal, is that right, children? Yeah, they're so neglected by their alcoholic parents that some have actually suckled from dog teats in a desperate search for food.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
dignity.
Hey, Keith!
This shocking revelation came from a coroner investigating the appalling rates of suicide among Aborigines living in the remote and beautiful Kimberley region of Western Australia. Earlier this month, the Prime Minister delivered a much... Oh, Kevin Rudd, isn't that the guy who, was picking his boogers or eating his earwax or something on that YouTube video a while ago? Yeah, earlier this month, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd delivered a much-publicized apology to Aborigines for past injustices, but critics question whether his words would lead to any practical improvement in the wretched lives of Indigenous people. Who cares about that bullshit? I want to hear more about children sucking on dog teats. It's just a few steps away from what could be our monkey future! Yes, Coroner Alistair Hope said the plight of the little children was especially pathetic, and for many of these, the future is bleak. During his research, he heard evidence that malnourished children had been sucking the teats of dogs for food, and that young men had attempted suicide after being refused a can of beer. Life-giving, nourishing beer. You find all the vitamins in the hops, stupid Australians.
The dingo fed my baby!
I don't know. In these communities, there is nothing to do for most of the inhabitants for most of the time. Alcohol and drugs provide an escape. And I gotta be honest with you, if I was drunk or high most of the time, I would probably get a kick out of watching little babies suck on dog teats, right?
Look at the mama dog feeding our baby! Who's our little puppy? Who's our little puppy?
The coroner went on to say there was little refinement about the binge drinking. Apparently, many people would get stone drunk on warm beer and wine mixed together. Oh, some died after wandering onto roads and being hit by cars. Unfortunately, government officials aren't very positive about the situation. Quote, even just tackling everything right from now, we've got a descent into chaos and crisis like you would never believe possible, said Australian National Spokesperson Nancy Negative. Christ, where's the violins? Let's move on to happier news. Dateline, Oklahoma. The father of a slain 10-year-old testified Tuesday that he had warned his daughter to be careful of strangers before her mutilated body was found in the neighbor's apartment. I would sense this is probably a bittersweet victory for the father. It's sad that she died, but open your fucking ears for a second and pay attention to what your father has to tell you. You had to learn that the hard way, didn't you? See? I told her you can't be trusting people and do not go into anyone's apartment, said Curtis Bolin. He testified Tuesday in the murder trial of Kevin Underwood. Underwood, 28, is accused of killing Jamie Rose Bolin in a cannibalistic plot. Fantastic. He was going to eat her, too. Sometimes I just can't conceal how happy I am about a new story. Bolin, an auto mechanic, testified that he gave her this warning after she told him she had met Underwood and knew that he had a pet rat. In his pants. Assistant District Attorney Susan Caswell asked Bolin if he thought his daughter understood the warning. I thought she did, as he rolled his eyes. Stupid daughter. He testified that he grew increasingly nervous on April 12, 2006, when his daughter failed to return home after school. Good spidey sense, sir. Your daughter was being chopped up and put into a stew. Her body was found 2 days later in a plastic tub in Underwood's apartment. Shout out to Gladware. The girl's head had nearly been cut off. Prosecutors allege Underwood had a plot to rape and torture the little girl before consuming her flesh. Shortly after the girl's disappearance, Underwood raised suspicions of officers at a police checkpoint and let them search his apartment where they found the child's body. At that time, Underwood told authorities, quote, "Go ahead and arrest me. She's in there. I chopped her up." How forthcoming, according to an investigator's affidavit. The official cause of death was listed as being chopped up. The official cause of death was listed as asphyxia, and the child's body showed signs of sexual assault. Ouch. All right, let's lighten things up now with the final news story of the day. This one comes from Kansas. A woman responding to a break-in in her garage found a man having sexual intercourse with her 4-year-old female Rottweiler. The woman called police Tuesday night after finding the 20-year-old man. Police arrested the man, who they say had a prior conviction for the same crime less than 6 months ago. Can't get enough of that sweet puppy chow. The man pleaded no contest to having sex with an animal last September in Reno County and was fined $353, which really doesn't seem like that much. He could also be found on an internet website where people show photos and tell stories about sex with animals. Yeah, it's called distortedview.com. Why didn't they just say that? Come on, I need some publicity here. I try so hard. Could some newspaper or magazine throw me a goddamn bone? Get a bone, dog. Fucking a dog. It all makes sense in my mind. Stupid bitch Jennifer Campbell, director of communications for the Kansas Humane Society, said, "It's abuse." No fucking shit, Sherlock. Big fat human cock raping a dog. Yeah, I could see how that, you know, would be considered abuse. That is committing a violent act towards the animal. Wow, Jennifer, thanks so much. You're an invaluable resource. Research has shown that perpetrators are frustrated and angry and upset, and animals are vulnerable. So are children, and you don't see grown men taking children and sexually abusing them and then chopping them up and putting them in... Oh, right. Children are just like dogs.
And that's one to grow on.
I don't even know really what that was supposed to mean, but that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, this is Jordan. Just calling because I wasn't sure that there were 126 days in the month of February. I think you might need to check a calendar before.
Yeah, I just noticed that too when I was on my MySpace page. I wrote the wrong date.
I decided to type in the date for the podcast.
Yeah,
next time.
I'm a little ID3 tag.
Yeah, that was about it. I haven't even started listening to it, and I already found a problem with it.
Ah, another installment of Tim Henson is a Dumbass.
Hey, Tim. This is Jonathan, Sideshow member from Brian.
Ooh,
I hadn't called in a while, and I was just thinking today of a good idea. What if you had your listeners send in skanks that they made themselves?
Well, I've tried to...
I don't know. Like, it sounds like you'd get a lot of crap with people sending in stuff like that, but I think you'd get a lot of funny stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to do, Freaky Deekies, if you can pretend to be a woman, or maybe you could do a role reversal. I don't know if there's any girls out there looking for sex, but, yeah, you just have to get that free software, Skype, write a little profile, you know, in the software saying, "Hi, I'm, you know, a 13-year-old girl looking to chat," and you'll be surprised how quickly... You will be flooded with calls from foreign men. And then you just have to record it.
You remember that joke that goes something about rubber balls and liquor? And then you say something like, "Oh, that's what you did to that tranny." Well, I was wondering, have you come across a tranny that has balls in a twat? It'd be an interesting combination. Let me know.
I don't know. I don't know what that call is about.
Ooh. You would really marry a badger to a wolf? That's fucking sick. A fucking badger? They're the goddamn weasel family. To a wolf? God, you really gotta learn to draw the line, Tim.
I want to see pictures of them in their costume, actually.
Hey, Tim. I have a theory about the crazy babbling homeless guy.
Oh.
Actually, what he's saying. So
for those of you who don't know what this guy is talking about, here is really one of my favorite pieces of audio. Here is the homeless guy. Babbling. All right, and I believe this guy has a theory as to what he's saying.
I don't know what that is. But then he says, "Odale, odale, that's my album." I'm almost sure that's what he says. So what I'm trying to say is he's a Beck fan. And he really likes the album Odale. Pretty sure. Give it a listen and let me know what you think. Okay, keep up the good work.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing this homeless guy is. We even know who Beck is.
Timmy! What's up? This is Ian. I live in Seattle.
I just listened to the show from 2:26:08. I really liked the song that you played in the end. You know, right after the part where you died in a coughing fit. It was
hilarious.
So nobody updates your website with the music from the show anymore. And I spent about 45 minutes online looking for the name of the song, but I can't find it.
Yeah, that one's a tough
one. Do me a favor, and on the show, just say the name and the artist of the song.
That particular song, they used to be called Third Degree, and I play that song Medication. But they changed their name to God or Julie, I believe, and you can download the album on iTunes. I don't think they have any, they're not like supported by a label or anything. I'm trying to find the name of the song here for you. It's called Nothing. What the fuck is it? Oh, for the love of Christ. God, where's it at? God or Julie, it is called Nothing Further from the Truth. So if you want to download that song on iTunes, go for it. All right. We got that out of the way.
California. California.
We haven't played that in a long time.
California. Oh, here I come.
Although I've got some good tarred audio, I think, today.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian, your underage sideshow member from New Jersey.
I've got a cough.
And I just heard this news story that I thought would be perfect for your show.
All right.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think in Philly, this kid was playing, these two kids were playing snowball fight, you know, and one of them accidentally hit a guy with a snowball. And, what does the guy do?
Kills
him. Shoots the kid and kills him. Yeah.
That sounds like a good story.
Hi, Tim. This is a new Careless Fairy calling behalf of yesterday's Careless Fairy. I'm a friend of his, and I have to say that I agree with you and that cum is, in fact, disgusting.
Thank you. I get it. A lot of you maybe want to be known as cum-guzzling whores that just love to lap that shit up. But be honest. Cum, it doesn't taste good. It's not something you would want to ingest normally. Fucking drinking bleach.
Mama keeps whites fresh as a new day. Mama keeps colors bright in the
It's like I have voice-activated sound drops. Whenever I say bleach. That's what it tastes like. All right, do I have any more here? A couple more.
Hey, Tim. I have a question. If you ever go to Vegas, have you ever been to GameWorks? Upstairs at the M&M World place, they have a thing you could get called Sodas of the World.
Woo!
Which has a variety of sodas from around the world.
At GameWorks?
Just a little, shot glass.
Because there's a GameWorks in Columbus.
We could just try what kind of weird stuff they have around the world. Have you heard of
I'm going to look into that.
Hey, Tim. C-A-M, Phoenix, Arizona. Just calling with some, a question about Sextastic Tuesday.
Okay.
What's your word limit? How many words are you thinking would be a good story?
I don't know about words, but I definitely do just ignore stories that are too long. Usually, if you're going to be typing it in a Word document, a page and a half, or maybe two pages would be plenty, and I might even edit some of it out myself. I don't know. Anything longer than that, it's too much for my stupid little retard mind to comprehend. That is all the time we have in this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, Monkey Future! Why do you people listen to this stupid show? Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. You gave it.
Lots of trouble, yeah, yeah.
Open your mouth. Open your fucking mouth.
No.
Open your mouth. I said open your fucking mouth. This is my